broadcasting live from the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta, Georgia, for the 2017 ATD International Conference and Exposition. It's time for Learning Insights, brought to you by Training Pros.
And we are back for the home stretch of day two here at ATD 2017, doing these special Learning Insights segments brought to you by Training Pros. Lee, this has been a fantastic day. I know I've learned a lot. How about you?
I know. This has been great.
I have thoroughly enjoyed it. This is going to be a fantastic segment. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast from Pernod Ricard, Director of Learning and Development, Mr. Calvin Ng. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you guys for having me. Appreciate it.
So what are you doing for Pernod Ricard?
So I am responsible for the, well, not just myself, but
just
our
team. It's all Calvin.
Myself,
it's all Calvin.
You're the only one here, Calvin.
Fair
so
enough,
we don't
fair
know
enough.
For sure.
It's never just about me. The our team is responsible for the learning strategy, the vision, and building what we believe is a learning culture for our organization.
And your organization is you're in the spirits business, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Oh,
yeah.
Baby.
Pernod Ricard, we do spirits and wine. Mm-hmm. We're one of the largest in the world in that realm.
So now you're involved in learning and development. So who are you training? What are their roles in the company?
Sure. So in terms of my responsibilities, I'm responsible for the internal employees. So anything on a leadership capability, competency front, and then on the functional side, everything outside of sales. So your marketing functions, finance, legal, HR, mm-hmm. corporate communications, operations, yep.
And then we're here to talk about today the new hire orientation of millennials.
Yeah, yeah.
That's your sweet spot, the millennials?
Well,
you've cracked the code.
I don't know if I've cracked the code.
you should bottle it and sell that.
Really, that'd be great.
That's a book I want to read.
Yeah,
sure.
No kidding.
No, I happen to be in a very very interesting spot, I guess, in the fact that I consider myself a cusper.
A cusper? You made your own category.
Let's go with that. It sounds pretty good. Yeah, so I'm right on that border between a millennial and a Gen Xer. As far as new hire orientation goes, it's something that we as a team took about 6 months to revamp. I think, you know...
It was broken, and you think Calvin fixed it.
No, I don't know if it was necessarily broken.
You know how those cuspers are.
Yeah.
They think they know everything.
Exactly. Just trying to find a way to make it maybe take it to the next level and make it more engaging.
Mm-hmm.
And since we're on the discussion of millennials, you know, the way that millennials learn and the expectation is, you know, slightly different than some, say, of the Gen Xers or even the baby boomers.
So the baby boomers just do whatever you tell them to, right?
Well, they're probably so used to, you know,
they've
things
been
go to a certain
been there, level. Done that. I know how this story ends.
they're great as well. They're great as well. We cater to all, really, at the end of the day.
But there is a difference in how you kind of would handle a new hire orientation with a millennial versus the other generation?
Naturally, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
So that's your
there
point.
You go,
that,
right?
is, that is the point. Yeah, I think it's a big misconception that people believe, oh, because you're a certain generation,
you got to do it differently for them.
Right, exactly. Right. And it's not the case. I mean, if something's done properly and it's engaging, well, guess what? You did it right then.
I agree 100% because I'm tired of people say, oh, they have short attention spans. This is the group of people that will spend the weekend binge watching, you know.
This is true.
Right?
Yep.
They'll watch every
Absolutely.
Episode of Star Trek for 3 days straight.
Sure.
But they have a short attention
span. I'm not sure
span.
If millennials watch Star Trek, but.
Well, what do they watch?
Let's be honest.
What is it? What do they watch?
I don't know, Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad, there you go,
sure,
Breaking
yeah.
Bad.
Yeah.
They're binge-watching Breaking Bad.
Walking Dead, we're in
Walking
Atlanta,
Dead.
Right?
There
so
you go.
Let's,
you might as well
let's
talk about
Walking Dead.
But they'll do that for how many, 20 hours straight?
Sure.
With a short attention span.
Absolutely. It's amazing.
It's a paradox.
It is, and it's interesting, I mean, outside of new hire orientation, you know, a lot of people believe that instructor-led training, right? Classroom
right.
training is dead, and I don't believe that.
Man, we got a real contrarian on our hands.
I don't
believe
that.
The perfect guest.
I think you're going to pick some fights here if you go down
good.
These aisles.
I'll disappear back to my hotel right after this session. I believe the reason why instructor-led normally gets a bad rap is the fact that a lot of it, unfortunately, is done very poorly.
Right. So it's quality is the problem, right?
Well, yeah.
If you do a good job, then it doesn't matter.
There you go.
And if you understand how to blend learning and make it experiential and right. make it engaging.
So what are you guys doing that's different than what's out there?
Sure. So I think when I first started, and you know, new hire orientation, I'll take a page out of Elliot Macy's presentation from yesterday. And he spoke about new hire orientation, about how, you know, no one likes new hire orientation. People come in and...
Not even the new hires?
A lot of them don't. A lot of them
they
don't.
They should be the most... This is the honeymoon phase.
You would hope, right?
It's supposed to be the free space on the bingo card, right?
Exactly.
Just a couple of days.
Yeah, it should
front.
Be the free win for everybody.
Right.
But unfortunately, a lot of the times, new hire orientation is a check-the-box activity, which is a shame. Because
right.
it should.
It's a wasted opportunity.
It is a wasted opportunity. And this is your one opportunity to really build a culture, build a
right.
community
and
for
the
them.
Right, and energy, you say this is, you can evangelize, this is when their highest level of belief,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And so what we wanted to do was really tap into that and really focus more on the culture rather than the content.
Right.
And way too often it's presentation after presentation. Let's kill them with PowerPoint as much as possible. And no one learns that way, regardless of what generation you're at, millennial, boomer, no one learns that way.
Right.
So what we decided to do was really invest some time, some money, effort into a blended learning experience. So there's pre-learning that happens before they even come into new hire, with some micro-learning, some e-learning. Actually, we do micro-learning with the folks right across from you.
There you go.
Yep.
Nice plug for them.
Plug for Grovo there. There we go. And
shout out to Grovo.
Yep. I'm plugging you guys. Yeah. There we go. So there's some micro-learning lessons, the things that get them started right off on the right foot. Some of the presentations that usually take a long time, like supply chain or finance, we condensed into 20-minute e-learning modules that are highly engaging and highly interactive. And then when they come in, we really focus on the culture of the organization. And we start at a macro level, and we drill it down. So because we are a spirits and wine industry, you know, in the industry.
Embrace
we,
that.
We embrace that.
Exactly.
So part of new hire, you actually get to do a mixology class with our national mixologist and really learn how to make some classic cocktails like
I
Manhattan.
Think every industry should
really,
have a mixology
that
class.
That has
right.
nothing to do with yours. Yeah, that really. Should be just everywhere.
Across the board.
Yeah. Because if you're going to be in the industry, and a lot of folks are starting in the company who don't have that spirits background, great way to learn about it, the
right.
product.
And understand the why, what's behind the company. They've been
exactly.
around for a while. There has to be a reason why that is.
And that's really the center of my belief. You know, I'll plug Simon Sinek, who's not here today, but he talks always about the golden circles and start
right,
with the why.
And that's the problem. Most people start with the what.
They do. It's always about the what.
The what doesn't grab you by the throat and bring you in.
It doesn't. Because when you start with a what, they respond with, well, so what?
Exactly.
What is, yeah,
get to the
what's
why.
What's in it for me?
Right.
So we really try to focus on the why and make them understand, look, you know, you just joined an amazing company and you're going to have an amazing career here. You're going to be developed. But you know what? You're going to have some fun along the way.
Mm-hmm.
So we really try to focus on the culture aspect. We do a scavenger hunt in New York City.
Scavenger hunt. Awesome.
Yep. So they get a chance to see how we're presented in both on and off premise accounts.
And then so the scavenger hunt takes them to where your spirits are sold.
Yeah.
So they're going into the places.
Very
they're
cool.
seeing, they're interacting with
exactly.
it in the wild, not a photo of it or a slide.
Exactly. And so that's big to be able to see it for their own eyes.
And they're seeing the city in a different way. It
yep.
changes how they look at the city or how they'll look at other restaurants or bars.
Definitely. And a lot of these people, this is their one and only time to come to New York City.
Right. That's
so
even more.
What a great opportunity to do that. We also host a dinner on site, you know, with our wines and champagnes team. And we do a wine tasting, so they get to learn and eat. And most importantly, at the end of the day, is to create this community, right? The culture of cohorts and coaching for each other.
And the collaboration. It shows you're all
it's
working
huge.
Together, common goal. We're
yep.
gonna we have a mission. We're going to accomplish it together.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So is there a place, though, in all of this for the seasoned, whatever, boomer or whatever, to share the cultural legends, the stories, the perspective. There's a place for them even in this process.
Absolutely.
Isn't there?
Yeah, and that's really the whole heart of new hire orientation. It's about storytelling.
Yeah.
Really, and it should be about storytelling. It shouldn't be, again, about PowerPoint presentations. It should give everyone's on an equal playing field, right?
Right.
And we always tell people right at the beginning, look, those of you who've been in the industry for a long time, that's fantastic. You know, share your experiences, share your insights. And those of you who don't know anything about the industry, even better, ask your questions because
right.
this is a safe environment. And we always tell them, look, you only get one new hire orientation class. these are going to be your friends throughout your entire career here.
Right.
That's why we do everything that we do.
So now how do you keep that going? Like, how do you, okay, so you're all in this, you're having this shared experience.
Right.
For some time, like you said, it could be the first time they're ever in New York City, the first time they've been involved in this environment like this.
Sure.
And you have the veterans that have been there, done that. How do you get them so that they connect and they actually, you know, kind of collaborate throughout their career, so it isn't that one-time event. It becomes kind of a
living,
culture.
Breathing.
Right.
So there's one element. There's two things towards the end of new hire orientation, which is a two-day, you know, event for us. And our goal really is to make it experiential. So we have a philanthropy piece involved in that as well.
There you go. That elevates it from a commodity. Now it's important work.
Meaning.
Right. A mission.
Right. Exactly. And you know, talk about millennials. That seems to be a big
That they're
draw.
Not doing it just for the money. They're doing
not.
It because they're something bigger than them is part of it.
Yeah. So we work with a company that has these skateboards.
Skateboards. That's important to millennials.
Yep.
There you go. Check that box. Scooters,
and that's when you introduce the health insurance program.
Right. You know, it all blends in at the end of the day, really. So they get a chance to build and decorate these skateboards and as teams. And then we actually donate these skateboards to the local Boys and Girls Club.
Nice.
So
Do you have them delivered or they're delivered separately?
We deliver it separately because it takes some shipping. And the last thing that we do at the very end, we actually have everyone write a card to somebody that they've built a connection with throughout the 2 days.
Oh, so someone in the room.
Nice.
Someone
in
that
the room.
They're with.
Right. So hopefully they've been, you know, building these relationships. And
so you tell them ahead of time. Give them a heads up.
Actually, no. It happens very organically. It happens really organically. And I tell them at the end, hey, before you guys leave, you know, if you'd like, please grab a card. Write someone a card that you've built a relationship with these past 2 days about something that you've connected on that you guys want to follow up in, say, 3 months. So we collect all these cards, and we actually mail these cards to the individual
wow.
in 3 months' time. And it's a
surprise and delight.
That's it. Yeah. So, you know, we continue that dialogue. And
that connection, to keep it connected.
Right.
Because you don't want it to be that. I think that that's a problem with a lot of training, is that they're one-time events, they go away and they're done.
True.
It's like on your shelf and you forget about it, or it's on your phone and you forget about it.
Yeah. Yeah. And really at the heart of what new hire and every kind of programming that we're doing, you know, our tagline for Pernod Ricard, it's a French term. It's créateurs de convivialité.
How much practice did that
wow.
take?
Every day, yeah. but it in English, it's creators of conviviality. This
uh-huh.
this term of conviviality, and the way that we describe it, it's about openness, it's about simplicity, it's about collaboration. But at the heart of it, really, it's about human interaction. It's
That's
about
right.
building relationships. That's what we're trying to do.
Right, and you've elevated training now, and that you're kind of living those values.
Right. Well, we're trying to. Absolutely.
Right, but that's what they're going to get at the end of the day here. It's not like an 8 slide
no.
experience.
Right. It's something that they can take away and say, wow, you know, these 2 days were well spent. I made a bunch of great friends. I've learned a lot too in the process.
Right.
But now I have, throughout my career here, people that I can turn to when I have questions. And they might be in a different state completely, but that's okay because
they'll take my call. They'll help me
right.
out.
Exactly.
Now, do you find that millennials are harder to retain?
In terms of retention?
Retention.
Like
staying
right.
with the company?
I think I'm not taking a look at just our company. I think companies in general, I think the expectations are higher. I think learning, you know, we were having a conversation with Tony and Steve at lunch today about how I think the expectation is that learning, they want just-in-time learning.
Right.
Where if I'm going to learn something, I expect it to help me right now in this moment.
When I need it,
not 6 months from now.
Right.
And
if I remember, I need it.
Right, right. And it's getting them to understand that, look, the skills that you're building right now, whether it be coaching, whether it be emotional intelligence, whatever it happens to be, it's going to help you get to that next level.
And it's going to be with you when you get to the next level.
Sure.
It doesn't go away. It's not
right.
perishable.
It's not. It's not perishable, absolutely. And another piece we're discussing today is about networking. I think there's this, from a generation standpoint, I feel, and that's just me personally, that the older generations have done a lot better or understand the importance of networking probably a little bit more than the millennials do.
Because we didn't have texting. We had to have conversations.
Right. Absolutely. So the challenge now is to get them to understand that how important human interaction is, again,
right.
why we do what we do, to build the networks and to have actual conversations. there's a lot of value in that.
Well, I think that it's important for them to understand that an emoji isn't the same as a conversation.
It certainly isn't. No.
You know, it is adorable, and I do understand kind of what you mean, but it's another thing when I'm sitting face-to-face and maybe sharing a beverage together, you know,
sure.
for an hour. That's
Absolutely.
A different experience than
very,
an emoji
very different.
On
very,
a text.
The season rank and file, are they getting better and better about accepting the millennials into the fold and nurturing them? Are you seeing that trend?
I think they are. I think they all realize that they don't really have a choice in the matter.
Exactly.
They have to, right? And because of our industry specifically, you know, we have a lot of young folks. So to really understand what's really motivating them and how they want to develop and how they want to learn, which also helps promote technology. And, you know, I think that puts us in a really good place in learning and development.
Well, good stuff, Calvin. Thank you so much for being part of the show today.
Thank
if
you, guys.
If somebody wanted to connect with you, are you available on LinkedIn? What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Yeah. Feel free to find me on LinkedIn. It's Calvin Ng. Or, you know, email me. It's calvin.ng@pernod-ricard.com.
And then, or you can find you at Speakeasy in New York. Just ask for Calvin.
Yep. It'll be a good time, for sure.
Yeah, so if you see a guy with, like, 10 or 15 millennials doing a scavenger hunt, then you
know it is.
Hey, that's probably Calvin.
Yep.
Well, Calvin, this has been a lot of fun. Thanks so much for joining us,
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. All right, we'll be back in a few from ATD 2017.
This has been a Special Business Radio X production brought to you by Training Pros, your source for local learning and development experts. Learn more at training-pros.com.